Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'll say.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show.
Yeah. All right. I am your host, V, and right here on RBN, brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right, TLBTalk.com. Whew, yeah. So, I'm also here with Mike on the Digital Wheels of Steel. And Mike, quick question while I'm setting some stuff up here. if you're given a choice, and you had to do one, which would it be? Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton? Go.
What the hell, man? Can I just, like... have someone shoot me in the head instead, maybe?
Nope.
I don't know. I don't know, man.
You get shot in the head afterwards just to put you out of your misery so you wouldn't have to live with the experience for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that is,
but you got to choose.
That is nasty. That is really nasty. Yeah, I don't know. Hillary actually literally scares me somehow even more than Pelosi, but... I'd have to go with nasty Pelosi, I guess.
You know, they call her vodka. Well, I can't say the other word. The vodka boobs.
Yeah. She's nuts, man. But I mean, she's just nuts like a tool kind of way. Like Hillary Clinton seems like she's possessed or right hand to the big guy himself, because she is just demonic. And that cackle, yeesh. I mean, at least Pelosi's just like a drunk, useful sort of former hot girl, I guess. It reminds me of like a pharmaceutical rep that got into politics, I guess. I don't know.
You know what? You're right on with your description, dude. You're right on.
Dude, Hillary's got slime coming out of her that spitting into cups and stuff. And I mean, hey, I'm sure we've all had, you know, but that was just gross. That's the grossest thing I've seen on TV. Do you remember that? She's like at a debate.
No!
Oh, my goodness. She was at a debate.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's got a clear glass of water and she's like hacking. She, you know, she was really sick. Like when she was. Somebody's calling. Hang on. Oh, hey, hung up anyway. She was like at a debate or. Oh, great. Now they're on the other. Hang on. Just get rid of that. It was a debate or something. She's giving a speech or something and clear glass of water. She's hacking and. Blah, 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 blah. And then just like, it looks like she's taking a sip of water, but then it's just like the slime just goes in.
She loogied.
Yeah, she loogied right into the water. I mean, I feel bad for her if she wasn't such an evil bitch. And then I wouldn't be giving her a bunch of hell for that. But man, yeah, she just demonic, man. Like, really.
Oh, I I watched an interview with Nancy Pelosi, and it was on one of these late night comedy talk shows. I can't remember who the host was, but you know, she's being asked the simple question. She basically says something, repeats it, and then goes a little bit further into what she's saying, repeats that, goes a little bit further in what she's saying. She looks like, you know, like when you find like an elderly person, like they're totally lost. They don't know where they are. They don't know where they're supposed to be going. Like they're just existing in a void.
She's like,
if you ever come across that,
yeah,
that's so sad.
Yeah.
But that's what she was like on that interview.
Then her
eyes were just wondering. She was like, kind of like, I mean, she was aware she was in front of people, which I think that's the only awareness she had. But the rest of her, she was like a lost elderly person.
Yeah, they're kind of like old robots that are winding down. Like, she's kind of like the female version of Biden and vice versa. They just seem like real useful idiots. You know, they're pompous and arrogant, but that's probably the worst of their faults aside from just being total tools for people like Hillary, or, you know, the name your globalist, insert globalist here, whatever, satanic.
But I do agree with you. And Hillary, she's all there. She's like the dark Sith Lord.
She's like the Palpatine of modern politics. she can't quite get the Senate, you know, the Galactic Senate under her control, I guess.
Yeah. Exactly. She's failing on that part.
Dude, actually, that would be hilarious if we could have like a Scooby-Doo kind of gang that's always foiling Hillary Clinton. Like an Inspector Gadget I forgot the Inspector Gadget villain's name, but Hillary could play the villain. Dr. Claw, yeah. She's just always getting foiled somehow. That's how I see Hillary. I mean, and thank God, because Man, I just can't. If she had been elected president, because somebody was talking about that. They guys had some video up, and somebody was just going off about, you know, they thought they had it. I think it's the invisible critic guy. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. He was like, they thought they had it. They thought they had Obama for 8 years, and there was going to be Hillary Clinton for 8 years, and we'd be done. Everything would be over. I mean, it really would. I mean, there'd be, and then I just posted another story where they're talking about Bibi Netanyahu and how Trump really did kind of, he schooled him and took him down and messed up the whole sort of Israeli Zionist Marxist plan and the Christian Zionists. He got them all, like, stirred everything up and pitted all of them against each other within their own groups, and that's, you know, and even got a little
that's
list.
Why they didn't want him back in office.
Yeah, I mean, he really, this guy listed, and it was reminding me of how, like, it was kind of like a Stattmiller type. I don't know if John had ever gone that deep into what Trump was, but he definitely saw Trump as a far more benefit than a detriment. And I know, I'm sure it was finished. If I were saying this and every RBN listener could hear me, they, you know, I'm sure there's a whole group. But this guy he's kind of calling y'all out in this. He's telling all these black pill keyboard warriors out there that think that, you know, Trump's just owned by the Jews. And he lays out every little thing that Trump did. He's like, yeah, he went to the Wailing Wall. Yeah, he put the little hat on. Yeah, he talked about his Jewish kids and grandkids or whatever and played all this stuff up. But then you look at what he really did. You're like, he ruined him, and we got rid of Netanyahu. I guess he's back now. I'd heard something, so BB's back. Yeah, he's
back now. But, so that's why we got to have Ye come out of the shadows,
yeah, exactly.
Rappel down the building and do his shaft thing, or his Batman thing. I don't know what he's trying to do right now.
Well, who knows what's next for Ye? I don't know, but this story is it's from RealHistoryChan.com. They do some pretty good stuff. In fact, I think that other guy, the Invisible Critic, I think might be linked up on there. But the story is, it's a rebuttal to the New York Times, and the New York Times headline was, oh, I forgot this stuff doesn't, I got to fix that before I post this. It's actually not posted yet. They have some weird font that it shows up white, but the story from the New York Times says, the headline, hang on, I gotta get back up here. Netanyahu fires a top minister to comply with a Supreme Court ruling. And now, I don't have the New York Times article here, but I mean, the Supreme Court of the United States ruling? Okay, so the gist of the article was that, oh wow, it seems like, you know, Netanyahu doesn't have the clout that he once had. He doesn't have the power. And, so anyway, this is a pretty good story. I'll have it posted up there in a few minutes. It's got all the good stuff in it. I mean, messing up the whole, you know, getting the whole the honey and pedo sex blackmail traps taken out. Israel lobby AIPAC getting kind of castrated. Christian Zionist loons getting sort of, because these were the weapons. There's this guy that's writing this. He's pointing out how that this blankety little state. Just being kind of propped up by all these neocons and Christian Zionists and the Marxists and all of this and that. But then he shows how he just sort of took out Trump, just kind of just,
white,
oh, that these are like the, these were like the
neocon cucks.
Yeah, yeah. Cucks, yeah. These were like the Mossad's tools is what this guy says, you know, and surely what they are, you know. If the Mossad needed to do anything, you know, you had your Epstein and your Weinstein, and got your Israel lobby, you know, American Israeli Political Action Committee. You got all your multi millions of Christians that just blindly follow their pastor telling them that Israel's the greatest state and it's the biblical Israel and. The Bible and all that good stuff. They, you know, they sucked all it up, and he really did drive a good wedge between all of that. So that's why
I can't get anti-Trumpers to. I mean, I'm not exactly. I would like to see Trump take another term for sure,
oh, yeah.
But I'm not exactly. I'm not going to get on my knees and blow the guy. All right. But I can't get anti-Trumpers to realize how many monkey wrenches he threw in the gears of what was going to take us over.
This guy,
I can't get them to understand.
In this article, this dude's pretty much just calling them they're just deep state far right infiltrator agents that run around posing as far right. Oh, and screaming, you know, da Jews, da Jews, da Jews all the time, you know, like without any real, like without any nuance, you know, or I'm not disparaging any particular caller listeners or hosts here, but there are some people out there that you can tell, man, they don't give a damn about what's actually going on. They're just out there yelling and screaming and people, you know. It's like being a broken clock kind of thing. You know, people see that broken clock. You know, if you got enough people passing the broken clock, at some point, it's going to actually tell the time, and they're going to be like, oh, I got to get to my appointment. And they're going to be like, you know, good thing I saw that clock on the wall. And it's like, yeah, that clock, it always says it's 10:25. Like, you're not, it doesn't matter. You know, bad analogy maybe, but that's pretty much what it is. You know, it's just these. You're going to get these people that they're going to just suck up whatever is in front of them. And a lot of the stuff that's in front of them is coming from, I mean, come on, let's not kid ourselves. You can't say like, oh, no, there's no agents working in the field. No, what do you think they do? They sit around in an office all day? Like, what do you think the Mossad does? Like, twiddle their thumbs and type on keyboards? Well, yeah, actually, they probably...
a lot of them do.
Yeah, in this day and age. But they weren't... Yeah. It's not like they were just sitting there at typewriters and you know, they're not just shoveling memos to each other and passing each other emails. They've got jobs to do and stuff to screw up. People to blackmail and places to go.
And I love how there's supposed to have been Russian collusion. Yeah. But it's not until after 2 years deep into the Democratic Biden's administration here, his term, that we actually find Russian agent collusion. That's just brand new in the media right now. I'm not gonna talk about that today, but that's brand new. So I love how everything keeps falling on its face with the lies that were being told. You must have been like teased all day today, Mike. You just came out and shot your load today, like real quick. You must have some buttons must have been pressed on you today.
I don't know. it's been a weird day here. It's been kind of, I don't know. The shows have been quiet. There's a lot in the background I'm having to deal with and. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Not a whole lot of calls, but then last hour they really were tearing it up, and we had like full lines, and they had a really good show.
We're not gonna have time for callers today.
No time. Oh man, we got two people are holding. I just kind of threw them.
Really?
The hole
who?
There. I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. All right. Well, let's.
You can dump them in here.
I had a lot of stuff to just. I want to empty out my garbage bin, so to speak. I haven't been able to in a while because we have so many callers. But you know what? The callers are more important. So I guess after the commercial break.
Yeah, okay.
You guys want to call and talk? That's great. You know what? I mean, because there's just so many, things that are, happened recently within the past few months, I think still relevant to talk about. But if you guys want to call in and talk again, that's more important, I suppose. I'll let these other things fade into the background. But right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll figure it out. Stay tuned.
Baby, don't be mad. Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right. We are back. All right, we'll take a phone call here. It's got to be short, though. We got a lot of material to cover. We'll pass on a couple minutes here. Let's go ahead and get the phones. Who is that, Reb?
Yeah, but I want to know about yesterday's show. I heard Mr. Trailer Park Man was doing the robot dance, and the guineas blasted him. What do you expect was going to happen in the trailer park? And why did you play that? It was a video of Mr. Robot Man doing the trailer park or something. Something you were talking about.
Well, we have an update on that. That's the last of the material we have for tonight.
Well, the Bubba Scout Reb team won't allow Kenny to have guns anymore. That's our message. Why isn't anybody connecting these dots? The convening authority is the Judge Advocate General of the United States of America. Pentagon. We're going to force these issues and bring in troops and send the UN to hell. These are UN proxies all over America. Isn't anyone connecting the dots? Hello? You've been took over, you morons. That's the answer. And there's two things these people have in common. I thought they were saying you guys. One is, they're all on dope out there. Everyone in your listeners, I heard, is screwed up on dope. And two, they're all tattooed, because there's a tattoo parlor. That's what we noticed. I finally saw these dope delivery stores, the ones for recreational. I didn't know what they were. I read the sign, I keep going, oh, candy bus. Oh, they didn't say marijuana, and they didn't have the leaf like the medical places. And I was across the river doing recon with there too. We got this. We know where this stuff is. And right next to them, how many tattoo places?
All right, rep.
When are you
only give me a couple minutes.
Job?
We got so much stuff to go through.
Okay. Can you get a story about
it? It sounded like you're underneath like a tank of water or something.
How are you going to fix this? No, you got to tell me how this is going to get fixed. Where Mr. Moon, he's doing the robot or something. That's what you said, a robot.
Well, that's what we're going to cover later on in the show. But we can't get there if I'm on the phone with you.
If you get Bubba Scout Reb to do their job, none of this is going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, Reb. Anyways, we got something here. We got a clip here. I think we just need to brush through these very quickly and try to actually get to the deeper topics here. Mike, if you go ahead and play that, what we have in the queue.
Cartels have begun attacks in several places across Mexico near the U.S. border. Now, it appears they're actually blocking the border itself now with random attacks inside stores. On random citizens driving with their families. And even at random gas station employees. Now shout out to Zero Sum on Twitter, who's the expert on global attacks on Little Caesars, where he's gathering all the terrifying footage all throughout Mexico. As it appears the cartels have hit cars in Tijuana, Mexicali, and Tecate. Now the U.S. consul in Tijuana has told the U.S. government employees to shelter in place. And even the cartels themselves are warning citizens to not be out past 10 p.m. Now people are reporting the U.S. to Mexico border on a busy Friday is basically empty now. Which is interesting because U.S. citizens have been going to Mexico to go grocery shopping to escape high U.S. prices for food. But apparently this has all started after several cartel bosses were arrested in Mexico. CBS reporting over 24 stores have been burned as they burned vehicles in the streets. And now the U.S. consulate in Guadalajara has also told Americans to shelter in place, as they state the Jalisco New Generation cartel is now warring with the Sinaloa cartel. And a few days later, a gang riot inside a prison in Juarez has spilled out into the streets as well. Now, cartel wars is unfortunately nothing new, but I really wonder if any of this recent activity is going to have any impact on our open border policies that the Biden administration has brought in. Because it appears that Texas Governor Greg Abbott wasn't bluffing when he stated he would send buses of migrants to D.C. and New York. And now New York City Mayor Eric Adams is claiming having them travel to a city is somehow inhumane.
I think that the Governor Abbott's, what he's doing is just so inhumane.
Which is odd because New York City has designated themselves as a sanctuary city, so you would think this is exactly what Democrats want. Your party wants an open border. Your city wants ICE to have zero authority on being able to send them back. But when it actually happens, it's a bad thing? It's almost like they say whatever it takes to get elected, but they don't actually mean any of it. Now Mayor Adams is stating he wants to send buses back to Texas.
And I am deeply contemplating taking a busload of New Yorkers to go to Texas and do some good old-fashioned door knocking.
So he basically wants to spend NYC citizens' tax dollars to campaign against Texas Governor Greg Abbott. I'm pretty sure New Yorkers are more concerned about polio running rampant in your city than who Texans want to run their state. And this is exactly like how California Governor Gavin Newsom spends our resources on campaigning against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. I really think that Trump has basically broken their party. They no longer campaign on what good they've done for their citizens. It's always about what their personal boogeyman is doing. They can't improve their areas, so they spend all their time attacking the people that are making them look bad comparatively. So what's our commander-in-chief doing? Going on vacation again. And I really think, what has he done these last months? He got sick again, he went on vacation, and now he's going on vacation again. It's almost like whenever he speaks, he just gives Republicans content for their campaigns, so they're better off hiding him. And it's really sad because this strategy worked for the election, so they're gonna use it for the midterms. So if you appreciate my concise, no BS commentary on current events, hopefully I've earned your subscription and you can help
all
us
right,
get to
it. Alright, so, yeah. I did not want to ignore that little bit there. It is amazing. I think it's such a wonderful tactic. I mean, if you're a lawmaker, you're sitting on the hill, none of these laws mean anything to you because you're in a gated community up on the hill. You can cause as much chaos and destruction to regular society because it's never going to touch you. It's never going to influence you. And, I mean, we have a virtual warfare at the border, which, you know, Biden and Camel Toe Harris is ignoring. Yeah. Every immigrant should be sent to a politician's neighborhood who voted for it. I'm completely okay with that. And then see what they do after that. I'm completely okay with that. Accountability. Put your money where your mouth is, right? Put your vote where you live. Let's hit up this next clip.
Black Lives Matter under scrutiny as 26 BLM chapters sue the organization and its leaders, accusing them of defrauding local activist groups and stealing more than $10 million in donations. Back in April, we also learned BLM leaders bought a secret $6 million mansion in Southern California for, quote, safety. So, after raising $90 million after George Floyd's death, is BLM more caught up with the cause or the cash? Here to react, Color Us United's Christian Watson. Christian, great to see you this morning. Here we have 26 chapters suing the national organization for defrauding them of donations. What's your take?
Anyone who was following BLM from the very beginning is not surprised by this. BLM was an organization started to push the lie that America is systemically racist and America is inherently disposed against black people, and America is killing black people in a way that is way beyond the proportion of any other country. This was the bill of goods BLM sold to black Americans, and bad ideas attracted bad actors, and bad ideas also attract defeat. This is what defeat looks like. I think that this is a clarion moment for black America to come out of the BLM era and say, we will not embrace defeat. We will not embrace defeatism. We will embrace victory, victory that is inherent to the ideas that America was built upon. That's a vision elucidated by men like Booker T. Washington, by other black entrepreneurs throughout history who had much worse conditions than black Americans have today, who managed to turn lemons into lemonade. That's an idea that BLM rejected from its inception, but we have to get back to that idea in order to escape the effects of this very disappointing term.
You know what's interesting about what you said is you disconnected, or you actually didn't disconnect. You connected the idea from the organization. So there will be those, and I'm thinking of Mark Cuban, for example, of the Dallas Mavericks ownership in the NBA, who will say the organization itself, while we've pointed out, had communist underpinnings, communist ideology, and now clearly was fraudulent, defrauded its own donators. While the organization may be wrong, the slogan stands by something that someone like Cuban would say stands for progress, Black Lives Matter. But what you're saying is not only does the organization poisoned, but the ideas within the slogan are what give rise to the poisoned organization.
When you misplace value and you assign it to an attribute that I can't control, that's not valuable. Value has to do with I as an individual, not as a Black man, but as an individual, and especially as an American, can control. That's how our founders got value. That's how people who created this great constitutional republic got value. But BLM assigned to a quality that you can't control, your skin color, and therefore put the emphasis on that. And people may say, well, Christian, it's because there are racial problems in America. Okay, if there are racial problems in America, and I'm certain there are, you don't address them by putting a bigger emphasis on race. You address them by de-emphasizing race, embracing colorblindness, and proceeding forth from that premise, not the bad premise, which was mixed right together with Marxism that BLM was founded on.
Hear, hear. What a beautiful message. You're exactly right. The idea that you can solve racism by doubling down with racism, that you can solve race obsession with more race obsession, is the poison at the beginning of this chalice.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Yeah, well, you know, and this just takes away from the real issues. They're trying to make this a political movement when it's a civil rights movement. Okay? This is how the right wants to just put a flamethrower to all of BLM, turning it into political. Now, was there some corruption within the BLM movement? Yes, absolutely. Those people who frauded the movement, do they need to be held accountable? Yes, they do. But I think the ideology of Black Lives Matter still stands, and it should still stand. I'm seeing an uprising of police brutality and civilian brutality against Blacks. There's just rising. It's not getting any better. It's rising. So this is a movement that is needed. Let's move on to what's going on in China.
Communism is destroying China. People are desperate to escape. A new trend called Run Philosophy sweeps the country. China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Communism has completely failed China, and now people want out. A few weeks ago, we did an episode about how China's youth have essentially given up. They began the Lie Flat movement. Then things escalated to the Let It Rot movement. As you can see, there's a lot of optimism in Chinese society right now. But now things are reaching a breaking point. The latest trend is called Run Philosophy. And no, it doesn't involve listening to Socrates while on a treadmill. Nothing gets my heart rate up like denouncing moral relativism. No, Run Philosophy means simply getting the heck out of China. And it's taking China by storm. Or more accurately, it's trying to leave China by storm. On Chinese social media app WeChat, Chinese users searched for the term immigration more than 100 million times on a single day in May. Millions have viewed a question about Run Philosophy on Zhihu, China's version of Quora. All over the Chinese internet, forums have been set up to exchange tips about how to maximize the chances of being admitted to overseas academic programs. And considering how controlled China's internet is, the answer posted to these online questions was probably, "The immigration office is located right inside of this prison cell. Come on in." Now, this is a pretty big turnaround. A few years ago, people were saying China's youth were trapped in a cult of nationalism. They grew up as China rose to become the world's second biggest economy. They trolled critics of Beijing's human rights records and boycotted many Western brands for perceived slights of their motherland. And now they're talking about fleeing the country? This would be like if Americans who called French fries freedom fries and yell America at everything suddenly started Googling nice places to live in Paris. What happened? I'll tell you more after the break. Welcome back. So how did China's youth go from loving the motherland to trying to flee the country? Well, they realized the Chinese Communist Party is actually not so nice, which, coincidentally enough, is the slogan for this show. Things are pretty bleak for young people in China. Youth unemployment has reached a record high, nearly 20%. That's double what it is in the United States. But it was China's zero COVID policy, with the mass lockdowns and quarantines of major cities like Shanghai, that were the final straw. One person told The Guardian that when the Shanghai lockdowns began, I started to think harder about it. People's rights can be so easily taken away, even in the most outward-looking city like Shanghai. Basically, they're saying, there's only so much Tiger King you can watch in lockdown before wanting to overthrow the government. Relatable. Another said, when I came back to China 2 years ago, I was planning on a life and career in the country. I was very optimistic. But COVID seemed to have revealed the rotten core of Chinese politics and turned the country upside down in a short span of 2 years. Wow, Chinese politics is rotten? The government doesn't care about people's rights? Shocking! Shocking, I tell you. Now, you might be tempted to mock their ignorance, but remember, the Chinese Communist Party has made sure these people have never even heard of the Tiananmen Square massacre. After the massacre, the party basically forbade any mention of it and launched a patriotic education campaign specifically designed to indoctrinate China's youth into a nationalistic cult. What kind of indoctrination? One thing they learned is that there is no way to separate the Chinese Communist Party from themselves. Like in this propaganda article about why Chinese people love the Communist Party so much. It basically says that no one can separate the Chinese Communist Party from the Chinese people. So when you're taught your entire life to identify with the Communist Party and someone criticizes the party, you take that really personally. And it's easier to believe that things like genocide of the Uyghurs just isn't real. It's just a lie told by Western powers who want to keep China down. Mocking their ignorance on this would be like yelling at a 2-year-old, "You actually believe what your parents tell you about Santa? What are you, an idiot?" But now the Chinese Communist Party has gone too far. You see, communism works by dividing society into different groups and having them struggle against each other. One group is always singled out as the guilty class for whatever made-up reason, and you get everyone else to help persecute them. But now, with the zero COVID lockdowns and mass testing, the Communist Party made the mistake of targeting everyone, especially China's middle class. According to a former professor at Shanghai University, the middle class group expected a decent life before they exchanged freedom for security. But now they have neither freedom nor safety. What was it that Ben Franklin said about exchanging liberty for safety? Another Chinese youth said, "No matter how much money you have or how big your house is, you may get a knock on the door and be taken away in the middle of the night." When it was some Chinese dissident or Falun Gong practitioner or Uyghur Muslim getting carted away in the middle of the night, no one batted an eye. But now that the Communist Party is going after them, suddenly it feels a little different. What was it that German guy said about how he should have spoken up for others before there was no one left to speak up for him, and now he's trapped indoors forever watching Tiger King? I might be paraphrasing that a bit. Anyway, the whole situation is terrible for the party. China's on the verge of a demographic crisis. There literally aren't enough young people to keep the country going. That's why they've been, shall we say, encouraging people to have kids. And they do not want young people, really anyone, leaving the country. That's why, to prevent COVID, you understand, China said it will strictly restrict non-essential exit activities of Chinese citizens. Last year, it said it would suspend issuing passports to people with non-urgent reasons for leaving the country. Yeah, I bet. There are even rumors about authorities destroying people's passports so they can't leave the country. Although I guess that's better than destroying people's bodies so they can't leave. They do that too. But even if the party does manage to prevent them from leaving the country, China's youth are so fed up, they've started calling themselves the last generation. Last generation is now also a viral movement in China. It came from this video where a young man stands up to a police officer who threatened that his family would be punished for 3 generations if he refused to go to a quarantine camp. He responded, This is our last generation. It's brilliant, really. The Communist Party loves using people's families against them. If you don't have a family, they can't use that as a threat. Plus, now people who are pushing 40 with no kids and no relationship aren't sad losers, they're rebels. Obviously, censors began scrubbing last-generation memes off the Chinese internet. But the sentiment is still out there. One Chinese woman told the New York Times, "I like children, but I don't dare have them here because I won't be able to protect them." One person on Weibo wrote, "Not bringing children to this country, to this land, will be the most charitable deed I could manage." Another said, "As ordinary people who are not entitled to individual dignity, our reproductive organs will be our last resort." The Chinese Communist Party has quite literally destroyed China. For many people, extinction is a better option than living under the Communist Party, who wants their babies. If you'd like to learn more about Run philosophy, including the incredible story of a Chinese man who flew to Ecuador, walked, hiked, and canoed his way up through Mexico to apply for asylum in the United States, we covered it on this week's China Unscripted podcast. I'll put the link below.
Okay.
Check the podcast out.
Anyways, doesn't look like we're going to have time for that other update, so I will do that update on the camper guy tomorrow at 5 p.m. on John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. That's right, that's tomorrow. You want to catch me, it's a two-hour show. We'll be calling in, talking about it. So, yeah, we're not going to have time to cover that. But I do want to address this this situation. I know it's in China, but it's going to affect all of us. And we'll talk about the ways. And, Mike, if you want to join in on this, definitely join in. This is the recipe for building up your army. China is getting ready to go to war. What makes me say that, you might ask? Well, got this pandemic, right? Which has put a police state, the whole country in a police state. You've got the concern of children, how many children, you know, they've got the overpopulation under control. They're even adding in their black children, these children who are undocumented. They're starting to document these children. And I think this is all to bolster the numbers of the military and or police state. The only people who have any kind of freedom are those who are in the military. Those who have any kind of economical escape from poverty, well, they got to join the military. I remember back when the recess was happening in America around 2006. That's when I joined the army. I could not get a job anywhere. I mean, I would have actually rather been homeless than to join the military, but at that time, I had the responsibility of taking care of my mother financially. So I had no choice. So when you back a person into the corner, either they're going to fight you or they're going to join you. In my case, because I had other people depending upon me, I had to take the non-selfish move and sacrifice myself so that I could help my family. So I could speak on this. This is what's happening. You got to be able to read between the lines when you hear this kind of stuff. People in Russia were trying to escape the draft because they didn't want to fight Ukrainians. What did Russia do? They tightened up those borders, didn't they? what's happening in North Korea. Those borders are prison guard borders, okay? You're seeing this in all the neo-communist countries right now. I don't know, maybe that's why the U.S. won't close down its borders, not to look like these guys. I say let the immigrants in. 2 years, mandatory military service. That's an automatic job. Automatic way to help America. Automatic citizenship. Why are we not doing the obvious? Why? Because they want America to become a welfare state? They want to continue to make America a police state. So many criminals. No, I don't call me a racist. I'm not saying all Latinos from south of the border are criminals, but there's a lot of them fleeing because of criminal activity. Are they a victim of, or the criminals themselves? There's all this talk about, you know, gun control. And if you're on alt media like I am, TLBTalk.com, there's always these posts about, oh, nobody's saying about this woman who defended herself against an armed man with the automatic rifle with her Glock 17, with her handgun. There's story after story. There's just as many of these false flag shooting narrative stories, mass shooting stories, as there are of people defending themselves against it. We're not hearing any of those stories about people defending themselves. And a lot of that is probably it's going down at the border. Americans having to defend their property against the invasion of illegals. I mean, and these illegals are relentless. I've seen footage of them, like, just going on people's properties, taking whatever they can find to break down the doors, to get inside, squatting on property that's vacated. Somebody comes home and finds these people there, they're probably going to get shot up. I don't know. I don't know why it's not being talked about, but I think this whole cartel thing is just to mask that particular situation. Oh, war at the border. The cartels control the border, not the United States. The CIA and the cartels control the border. How else are they going to get the drugs and guns into the country to criminalize you, to grow their police state? I mean, you see what's happening. There's a great divide that's happening over in China. Either you're with the state or you are not with the state. You are not with the state. You are criminalized. Deemed a radical, a terrorist. Right? Where have we seen that at before? In America. Am I making some good connections, Mike? Or am I just a tinfoil hat conspiracy wearing theorist right now? What's going on?
Sorry, I'm kind of busy doing other stuff, so I was only half paying attention. I'm just kind of zoning out, man.
Winding down.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. You got to get out of there and get back to your woman, to your family. And, you know, you know, that's what it's all about. You got to do this for your loved ones. I do this for my loved ones, for the future loved ones I'm going to have. We got to make this situation right. We got to pay attention to what's going on. And be careful of mainstream media, because they're not telling you what... You can only see what's on the surface. But what you read in between the lines is what's most important. And what you read, what's in between the lines, compare that to history. And compare that to what's going on around the world. That's the real news. That is the absolute real news. You got to be able to break this down. CNN is not going to break it down for you. Fox, they're not going to give you the breakdown that you need. Everything goes far deeper. You need political analysis. Keep tuning in to the show. And you can actually participate in that. All right? We can have a think tank. We can have a panel show on Fridays. I think that's what the day I'm going to dedicate panel show. You guys want to call in to the National Intel Report? Call in. We'll have a two-hour panel show. We'll talk about the issues. I'm fine with that. All right. Yes. Another week gone by so fast. Guys, it's been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. Educate yourself.
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Take a red pill. Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time. Red pill hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
To my little friend! Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women. That is good!
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, All you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.